Are the restrictions of Sfiras HaOmer the same for men and for women? Question to discuss for today. Why would we assume that there would be any difference? When do we really find differences between men and women with regard to restrictions in general? Not commonly found. And the truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Sfiras HaOmer, you won't find any difference between men and women. But there is a discussion in the poskim based on a machlokes mechaber Ramah in Hilchos Avelos. In Yoredei Shin Sadi Hei, the mechaber and the Ramah have a machlokes whether it is usur for a woman to get a haircut during shloshim. It's certainly usur for a man. So why should there be a difference? What's the background to this discussion? So the Riv quotes, the Riv writes that it should be mutter for a woman to get a haircut during shloshim. Interestingly enough, based on two sources that we don't have in our girsos of those sources. One is a Braisa Maseches Sofrim, which he says explicitly that netilas seyar is permissible for a woman during shloshim. And then he has the Gemara Nivamos on Daf Mem Gimel, which says that it's mutter, just as it's mutter lechabes ulesaper. Problem is, the argument of the Gemara doesn't have the word lesaper. Lesaper means to cut one's hair. So the Rif writes, it's mutter for a woman to get a haircut during shloshim, presumably shalot hisgane al bala. We want her to be attractive to her husband. Although I didn't see that he distinguishes between married women and unmarried women, so maybe that's the reason. And then there was no iser with regard to women, and that's the psak of the Rambam. There are other Rishonim who disagree. The Ramban and the Rosh and Rashi and Tosus, and the Ramban asks on the Rif. He has a few questions on the Rif. One of which he says, from Misvara, women get haircuts less frequently than men. So for her to get a haircut during Shloshim would seem to be less necessary and more of a indication of a lack of Avelus. It just doesn't make sense. So he says, maybe the Braisa Maseches Sofrim, which talks about Netilas Seyar, is talking about removal of other hair. It's not talking about getting a haircut, per se. And he says, V'chein Iker. So the Mechaber and the Ramah follow their respective Shitos of Psak. The Mechaber says, I have my three pillars of Psak, the Rif, the Ramam, and the Rosh. The Rif, the Ramam are in agreement that it's Mutter, so it's Mutter. He passes that it's Mutter. And the Ramah says, the majority of the Rishonim disagree with that. The later Rishonim disagree with that. The Ramban and the Rosh were later. They consciously disagree with the Rif and the Rambam. So even though Halacha Kedivri, I make Il Ba'avel, I'm going to Paskin L'chumra. So this is a Machlokas and Hilchas Avelus. So the Poskim come and say, well, that's when it comes to Shloshim. Shloshim certainly is more stringent than Sfiras HaOmer. Not getting a haircut during Sfiras HaOmer is a minog, a much lower level restriction. And therefore, Avad Yosef writes, or Mitzir Abba Shaul, certainly it would be mutter for a woman to get a haircut during Sfiras HaOmer. If the Mechaber paskins that it's mutter during Shloshim, then it should certainly be mutter during Sfiras HaOmer. And perhaps even the Ramah would agree. The Ramah was only machmir by Shloshim. Who says that he would be machmir when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer? Even Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe, mentions this Svara, that the Ramah is machmir in Shloshim. When it comes to Shloshim, do we know for sure that he would be machmir when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer? Nonetheless, he says that that one should be machmir unless it is particularly pressing situation. I'm not sure what would count as a particularly pressing situation. That person needs to get it. Okay, but in a particularly pressing situation, there would be room for leniency with regard to women. But otherwise, Rav Moshe says that that one should be machmir. So I think that's the common practice, at least amongst Ashkenazim, is that women don't get a haircut during Sfira, although it would seem that other hair removal would be permissible. Hare, that's the whole sheet of the Rishonim who are machmir, is that the Braisa Maseches Machlos, which allows Netilas Seyar, is not talking about a haircut, it's talking about other hair removal. But to get a haircut, one would not do. But as mentioned, Rav Avadya passes Allah and Rav Mitzir Abba Shaul, and seemingly makes a lot of sense based on the Mechaber Nuchas Avelus, that it would be permissible, at least for Sephardi women, to get a haircut during Sfiras HaOmer. Have a great day. Do we need to put up the chairs? No need to put up the chairs. Thank you.